This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, May 16th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The world is going to lose millions of jobs in the next few years as technological change increases ever faster. That's why the International Labour Organization, the ILO, has begun a series of studies and conferences aimed at change in the workplace. The ILO is the UN body which focuses on matters of work in the world. It held a conference at the UN headquarters in New York recently about the future of work. One of the speakers at the conference was Andy Stern, the President Emeritus of the Service Employees International Union. SEIU represents 2 million workers in the United States and Canada. Mr. Stern argued for a universal guaranteed income to provide money to the millions of people who will have no jobs.
Throughout history, there's really been one constant, that change is inevitable. It's actually progress that's optional. And it's leadership that actually makes a difference. And so I think we live at a time of the potential for massive change has risen to the highest level of institutional discussion. Klaus Schwab, the leader of the World Economic Forum, wrote, "We stand on the brink of a technological revolution that will fundamentally alter the way we live, work, and relate to one another. Its scale, its scope, and complexity, the transformation will be unlike anything humankind has ever experienced before." Now, it's very tough to make predictions, as Yogi Berra would say, especially about the future. But I think one thing we do know is this is not my father's or my grandfather's economy. My grandparents could not imagine a world where the largest taxi company in the world, Uber, owns no cars, where the largest media company in the world, Facebook, produces no content, where the largest retailers in the world, Amazon and Alibaba, have no inventory, and where the world's largest accommodation provider, Airbnb, has no rooms. And on top of that, we now see more and more reputable research that's saying that a tsunami, not a hurricane, not a slight storm, but a tsunami of technological change may wash over the entire world. In fact, the ILO issued a report that said when it comes to footwear and clothing and textiles, core industries for countries like Cambodia and Vietnam and China, that the potential for disrupting 80% of the jobs exist in the next decade. Oxford University wrote about 47% of all the jobs with the potential of being disrupted. McKinsey talked about 45% of all of the tasks. In the United States, the largest job in 29 states is driving a truck, and self-driving trucks has the potential of putting out of work 3.5 million truck drivers and all of the 6 million people that support them in rest stops and fuel and auto repairs and parts. Technology has and will continue to exert continued downward pressure on the value of work, that is pay, and the availability of work, that is jobs. And eventually, by degree, we are creating a new normal where the expectation that work will be a central feature of adult life dissipates for a significant portion of society. And despite all of this research and growing discussion amongst many people, the political establishment of most of our countries, the economic elite of most of the world have somewhat shunted this to the side. And despite the election of President Trump and Brexit and growing nationalism and anti-immigration movements, the silence is deafening, and we now see has huge consequences for many people around the world. And I'll end by just saying, thankfully, new ideas and new debates on whether it's guaranteed jobs or a book that I wrote that discusses the idea of universal basic income, the idea of giving everyone cash grants to increase security and stability and entrepreneurship and opportunity are beginning to emerge. We're seeing growing experiments in countries like Kenya with GiveDirectly and in Finland and Ontario, Canada, Utrecht, and discussions about a huge trial going on in India. At least people are beginning to search for ways to find economic stability in these times.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.